Today's show is sponsored by Juggling Judd, the return before the return. Before Judd Apatow wrote and directed movies, he was a stand-up comic. But before he was a stand-up comic, he was a juggler. Now, after 41 years, he returns to juggling with a full-length special. Watch Judd juggle on Juggling Judd, the return before the return, only on HBO. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the recap podcast for the television show Friends, hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. We go through each episode of Friends one at a time, and we've got a good one today. So let's get to it, and let's go meet the friends. Thank you for listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the show, and I am today's episode, it's called The One with Mrs. Bing, written by Alexa Jung, J-U-N-G-E, directed by James Burrows. And this aired on January 5th, 1995. And this is an episode where Monica and Phoebe see an attractive guy get hit by a car. He ends up in a coma. They end up taking care of him in the hospital and get competitive and very possessive over him, even though he's in a coma. Chandler's mom embarrasses him on late night television and then comes to visit. And she ends up kissing Ross. And Ross and Chandler have it out over that. And just on a personal note, usually I'm here with engineer Jason Gore. He is not here today. That is, I don't know where he is. It's nice that one day after a loyalty oath, this is, I guess, the loyalty oath in action. That's really heartening, and yeah, that just does not make me feel good about any of this stuff. And I mean, that review last week from AV Club that I read on the previous show, yeah, that really took the wind out of my sails, I gotta say. Alex Dunleavy with a real hatchet job over in the AV Club bold takes section, brought to them by 1812. I don't even care. I'm not even going to mention. Why am I mentioning their stupid product sponsor? No. And the show's not boring. To say I'm boring on this show is so insulting. But you know what else is insulting? That the frickin' engineer doesn't even bother to show up, not a peep about where he is or where he isn't. Well, where he isn't is easy. Here is where he isn't. Who knows where else he is? I don't know. He's supposed to be here. All right, let's just get to it. This episode is a good one. It's a great episode. The Monica Phoebe stuff is very funny as they fight over the guy in a coma. And Chandler confronts his mother at the end of the episode. And his mother's played by Morgan Fairchild. Very, very, another star. Shows up to grace to join the cast of Friends. Well, let me, today's sponsor, everybody knows and loves Judd Apatow, all the movies and TV shows. Who can even pick a favorite? I know I can't. Did you know that before Judd was a writer and director, he was a stand-up comedian? Not, it says here, he was a stand-up comedy, a stand-up comedian. I didn't write this, by the way. For people who don't know, I don't write these copy, the copy. I read the copy. Because would I ever say all the movies and TV shows, who can even pick a favorite? I know I can't. I could pick a favorite, but it's just like bad copy. It's bad copy. His stand-up career is put on hold. Did you know he was a stand-up comedian? His stand-up career was put on hold until this past year when he premiered his stand-up special, The Return. Now Judd goes back to the love he had before stand-up, juggling. Watch Apatow perform his new special at the National Academy of Juggling, the most prestigious juggling event on Earth, doing the thing he hasn't done since he was 9 years old. He manages to get three balls going at once. And this is the guy who brought you Superbad and 40-Year-Old Virgin. Check out Jugglin' Judd, The Return Before The Return, only on HBO, January 18th, after the season premiere of Standup. HBO, comedy first. So, Rachel also starts writing a book on this. Well, Chandler, Mrs. Bing goes on a late-night talk show. It's Jay Leno. She goes on Jay Leno. And she's on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And it's always funny to see Jay Leno play himself in a... to see him play himself with a fictional guest. And the guest is author. Chandler's mom is an author. She writes romance novels. She's a huge, huge success. And sold millions of books. Which all I could think of then is like, say, oh, Chandler's super rich then. Kind of compromise the character for me a little bit, picturing Chandler inheriting $80 million when Morgan Fairchild passes away, or when Mrs. Bing passes away. Because the actress does not have to pass away for the character to pass away. It's always great seeing Jay Leno do that thing where he talks to her as an author. Then that makes Rachel start writing a book, and she starts writing a romance novel of her own. And she's having a hard time of it with her book, not unlike, I know what she's going through, because I tried to start writing a book and did not continue with it. It's very hard to do. It's very easy to stall out. I was not writing a romance book, not a bodice ripper like Rachel, but neither here nor there, myself and Rachel Green are in the same place when it comes to writing books. And the show, this was a good one. Yeah, so, I mean, I started doing this podcast because this was going to be the time I was working on the... But then the book didn't... So let's go to the highlights here of the episode. Friends first. No sound effect for that. No engineer to ask where the sound effect is for that. Who knows where he is? Not here. I mean, he took a loyalty oath. I know he laughed at it, but you don't say that if you don't mean it. Is he trying to show me up? That to show that he doesn't believe in the oath he took? Is that what this is? And we schedule these things like 2 weeks in advance. We map out the schedule because the best show is on Tuesday. It's very time consuming. And we schedule these recording sessions for the episodes around that. And he knew when this was. First appearance of Mrs. Bing, Chandler's mom. First appearance of Jay Leno on the show. Not sure if Jay comes back as a character, but he's a character in this one. Fun Friends fact. Okay. Fun Friends fact.
Time for another Fun Friends fact.
Makes me a little mad to hear that voice when he's not here, but... when Chandler's mom was being interviewed, she said she had bought her son's first condoms when she's on Jay Leno. In a later episode, when Chandler and Monica were planning to get married, Chandler mentioned he had an old condom in his wallet that he had since he was 12. This means that Chandler's mom got him a condom when he was 12. That's like a more of a math problem than a fact. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
So, Rachel's presenting her book to the other friends. Or she's telling Monica about it. A Woman Undone by Rachel Karen Green. Rachel. Yeah, I thought I'd give it a shot. I'm still on the first chapter. Now, do you think his love stick can be liberated from its denim prison? Monica. Yeah, I'd say so. And also, there's no J in Engorged. This episode, ranked the episode, very good episode. 8 out of 10 friends. Very, very high ranking on this one. Everybody scores in this one. Now to rank the friends. Phoebe, Monica, Rachel, Ross, Joey, Chandler. That's how it goes in this one. And, I guess I can say to anybody, if you know where Engineer Jason is, please give me a heads up. The show will keep going on regardless of whether he shows up or not. And, yeah. I guess that's how that goes. And, yeah. So, thanks, everybody, for listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends, another episode in the bank. And we'll be back with another episode. Stay tuned. Meet My Friends, The Friends. Thanks for listening.